The University of Arizona has long been on the cutting edge of solar energy science, and one group here on campus is hoping that will be enough to give them the edge in designing the future of solar housing. We first told you about the solar decathlon last May. Now here's Christopher Conover to give us an update.
The University of Arizona is a fairly quiet place during the summer, but at the School of Architecture, it's anything but quiet right now. Students are hard at work building a solar-powered house as part of the National Solar Decathlon competition. Anton Toth is the construction manager for the Seed Pod project and says things are really moving quickly now that summer is here.
Once we finished the semester, we went ahead and took all the lessons we learned from the prototype, and then we began erecting the rest of the structural modules. And then once we got all the structure up, everything is just starting to fall into place extremely quickly.
Those working on the house are students in the university's School of Architecture, so designing a house is one thing. But as Anton explains, building it is another.
It's very exciting. Every day it's a new challenge. I'm learning things every day. We're working with a group of people from One Stop, and these are all skilled trade laborers. So we have students working with skilled laborers, and everybody's learning from everybody else.
Building a house is a learning process for everyone involved.
Well, we're going through like a design build process right now. So whenever we have an idea, we mock it up on the house. And if it doesn't work, we'll just take it down and rework it again. That's one of the things that's a little different for the skilled labor guys that are working with us, because they're used to building something once and it's just going to be done perfect the first time. And then we come in and it's like, well, no, we can make it a little bit better. So we take it down, and then the product just keeps getting better and better and better.
20 colleges and universities from around the world were invited to participate in the solar decathlon. And while Anton is confident in the Seed Pod design, he's not too confident.
You know, I don't like to assume. I like to, you know, go for the gold every time and give it 110%. But, you know, we've been looking at the other teams, and it's going to be some stiff competition. But either way, it's going to be really exciting, and you're going to get 20 just wonderful houses built on the Washington, D.C. Mall.
The Seed Pod is scheduled to be finished about the time the fall semester begins. Then it will be on display for the public to see. After that, the team will break the house down and have it shipped to Washington, D.C., where they'll have to fully reassemble the house during the beginning of October on the National Mall for the judging of the Solar Decathlon. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.